You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here are Dr. Mike, Dr. Deb Lonser, and Joe Galuski.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, brought to you weekly by YouBeauty.com and Morning and Night Multivitamins. Dr. Neil Barnard, 34 past the hour. His book is Power Foods for the Brain. Power Foods for the Brain, 34 past the hour. YouDocs@gmail.com, YouDocs. @gmail.com. My contribution today, when we get to it, not just yet, but is it smart business or an invasion of privacy? Those are the two primary ways that both supporters and critics of the national pharmacy company CVS are categorizing a move by the company concerning their employees and their health care. The workers have to reveal their weight and other information on health or pay extra for health coverage. They must also report their weight, body fat, cholesterol, blood pressure, and blood sugar levels. They must also be tobacco-free or enroll in an addiction program by next year. The move is being challenged and threatened by legal people. So that'll be my contribution. We'll get into that.
That's so interesting.
It's an interesting story.
And well, again, it is following the Cleveland Clinic model.
It sounds like it does.
But instead of giving rewards, they have phrased it as penalty, and it should be. You could easily change that to a reward for doing that, and people would do that more readily. So I think it is the way it got positioned rather than the change itself.
Now, might as well talk about it. I brought it up. if they don't want to reveal that information that CVS says they have to reveal about themselves, they'll pay an extra $50 a month or $600 a year for the company health coverage.
I think that makes sense.
In other words, what they're doing is they're revealing it to a third-party administrator, not to their boss themselves, to a third-party administrator. And eventually what they will do is try and get normal, values for normal. And if they get values normal or are on a glide path, if they're at the Cleveland Clinic, to get normal, they get a rebate on their health insurance of back all the way back to 2009 levels. So it is really a substantial benefit to not only notice what they have, but in fact get to healthier. And not only will they be healthier, they will have less disability and they'll be more vigorous. So what it is people with the five normals, and virtually everyone can get. So we have, I think, three exceptions in our 43,000 employees who can't get there no matter what we do. But for everyone else, they can get there, and the value of getting there is, in fact, that they will cost CVS less money, CVS will become more competitive, and they'll have more likelihood of CVS staying in business and having jobs for them. So this is really to help them and their company be more competitive so that they themselves are employed.
Right. So is this really as offensive as critics are making it, or is it just good business sense? I mean, shouldn't people...
Well, it's good sense for the individual. The individual doesn't say they give it to CVS itself. They give it to a third-party administrator, their insurance administrator, so that they can, in fact, be able to be healthier.
Right. I mean, shouldn't people who are out of shape or more of a health risk pay more for the coverage? I think they should. I mean, we already do the same with auto insurance. A more expensive or a faster car or a driver with a lot of infractions will always result in a higher risk, right? And therefore, higher costs.
Right.
You know? So I don't think it's such a bad thing. So there aren't many obese people working at the Cleveland Clinic then?
There are a lot of obese people working at the Cleveland Clinic, but we've lost 376,000 pounds now. And I can look up the data exactly, but as I remember it, it is something like 65% of those who have a BMI greater than 30 are now on a glide path to get to under 30 in a three-year period.
So, any resistance by anybody there about this?
Well, there are a few people who resisted, but when the dollars got large enough, there, for a family of four, it's a $2,000 rebate now the resistance broke down.
Yeah, see, that's what I think. I think you penalize them
financially. Well, it's not penalize. You reward them. So
okay.
Everyone pays a higher insurance rate, and then you get a rebate if you if you get five normals, or on a glide path over 3 years to get to five normals, or your doc says you're doing everything you can and you can't get to five normals.
It doesn't seem, though, like the CVS program is like that, though. They're just going to have to pay more for the company health coverage and not any rebate involved in that. So
I always think about with that kind of stuff is like for if you're the primary provider for your health care for your family and you're providing for you and your spouse, I think that it's a little unfair for those that reach their five normals but have an overweight spouse that ends up costing more than an obese worker.
Yeah, there are always some things that are a concern.
What do you mean by that? I'm unclear. You mean that the spouse isn't included? Well, now we're including the spouse.
Well, I know that the Cleveland Clinic is, but other places.
They will. They'll work it in. It'll occur. It takes, you have to phase it in levels. What is key, Joe, as you know, is America is non-competitive for jobs and pays and has a cost that's twice as much as Canada or developed Europe because we have twice the chronic disease of Canada or developed Europe, four times of Mexico, China, India, and Japan. And although all those countries are catching up, we're so far ahead that it ruins our competitiveness, it ruins our dollar, it is the major cause of our deficit, it's the major cause of our debt. And only if we take individual responsibility. So what CVS is saying to do, we're providing you with health insurance, we want to continue that, we think that's an important benefit, and in return, we want you to try and get healthy. We're willing to pay for medicines for blood pressure, medicines for smoking cessation, et cetera. This is what we're going to need to do.
Yeah, I don't think it's unreasonable at all. I just read the day where McDonald's restaurants in China have come up with a burger that not only has two beef patties, it has two thick link sausages in China.
God.
You know, China's even ahead of us in creating heart attack-inducing fast food, then our country's done. If they go ahead of us in that area too.
No, that was a joke. But remember, if you will, it's something like 70% of Chinese workers still are an agrarian or plant-based society.
Yeah,
it's only the middle class that are smoking and getting heart disease and eating more fried food than we do. Fried pork is their delicacy, if you will. And so it's only the middle class that are getting this. So they're way below us in risk, if you will, just because so much of their society is still agrarian. But as the Chinese move to the cities, they're accelerating their heart disease and death rates.
All right, so before the break and the guest, how many people are on the verge of diabetes? This ties in with being overweight and don't know it. Is that number big?
Yeah, it's 79 million in the United States. Roughly two-thirds of us have genes that predispose us to type 2 diabetes. And the obese often get, because it causes obesity, causes insulin resistance, meaning your insulin doesn't work as well. You have a higher blood sugar level. And the pre-diabetic is the one who has a blood sugar level that's higher than normal, causing disease but not causing as much as type 2 diabetics get, and that's 79 million are in that category right now in the United States, or roughly one in four of us.
So people typically pick up on the symptoms when you get the symptoms, when they think they may have a problem with diabetes, right?
Exactly. So when you're having to get up at night and pee, if you will, every hour, and it isn't related to you're a man with benign prostatic hypertrophy, that's one of the symptoms. You're always hungry, you're eating a lot, you're gaining weight or losing weight, you're feeling more tired than usual. There are a lot of symptoms that diabetics have.
Guest time coming up, Dr. Neil Barnard. The book is called Power Foods for the Brain. You need to stick around, you need to listen in. udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.